Chapter 5, Deliverance from Unexpected Violent Deaths. A young German priest of the Society of Jesus in England writes, in 1887, that a certain lady, whose sons were educated at a Jesuit institute, told him the following. A much respected physician, together with his wife, were members of the Masonic Lodge, in which he was holding a high position. Both he and his wife were Protestants and had no children. One day, during the octave of the Feast of the Assumption, the wife went into a Catholic church and prayed fervently, asking Almighty God to bless her with a child. And so it happened that when her time was up, she gave birth to a child. But the child took ill, and she conceived the idea that it might be her duty to have the child baptized. After it was baptized by a Catholic priest, it recovered, and a short time afterwards, the physician and his wife embraced the Catholic faith. One evening, when, after paying a visit to the priest, the doctor was on his way home, another doctor and a Freemason, who had been lying in waiting for him, stepped up in front of him, held up a revolver, and shot at him, aiming for his head. The shot was heard, and a crowd gathered around the doctor who had fallen to the ground. He was examined, and it was found out that the bullet had penetrated his clothes and had left an impression on the skin, without doing any further damage. The lady who relates this to the priest said that she had witnessed the latter part of the story with her own eyes. The good Catholic doctor was wearing the scapular at the time he was attacked. A Christian named Joseph Gemonat was on his journey towards Baghdad. He traveled on horseback, unaccompanied, through the desert of Kilia, in which there are many lions. Whilst nearing Simona, Joseph suddenly heard the roar of the dreadest beast, and in another moment saw it furiously rushing towards him. The poor traveler abandoned all hope of escape, and his horse stood still and shook with fear. Death appeared certain. Joseph recommended his soul to God, and then, taking his scapular from his breast, held it before the lion and said, "In the name of the Blessed Virgin, I command thee to do me no harm." At this, the lion stood still, ceased to roar, turned, and fled. The prefect apostolic, together with many of the people of Baghdad, listened to the story of Joseph and bore testimony to its veracity. Thus, as on many occasions, was verified the promise of our mother that the scapular is a safeguard in danger. If Our Lady can surely save us from a lion by wearing this scapular, think of the protection she offers against our adversary, the devil, who, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8-9.